We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Birchas HaShachar, Halacha Hey. We're in the middle of paragraph Nun. We're up to the subparagraph that begins with the words, V'alkein Mevi'in Momoin LaHatzadik B'Shvil Pidyon. We said that this chapter of Likutei Halachos is based on a chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 215, which deals with a number of very important topics. One of the topics is pidyon. Pidyon means a redemption. Pidyon usually refers to when a person is in trouble, when a person has a problem or a crisis, whether it's a health problem, a financial problem, any type of problem, and they want to try to eliminate that problem through charity, through tzedakah. Pidyon is a form of tzedakah that's given to a tzaddik specifically, and the tzaddik usually takes that money, does with it whatever he understands, but on the basis of that money, the fact that the person gave money means they gave part of themselves. Money is a very, very, very important thing in this world. The Torah says that money comes from the same spiritual source as the soul comes, the nefesh. So a person giving money is like he's giving his soul. It's a form of mesiras nefesh. And therefore, the tzaddik takes that money and he says special tefillos on behalf of that person, trying to redeem that person from whatever problem or crisis. We know the famous pasuk, tzedakah tatzil mimoves. Tzedakah saves a person from death. And the term death is an umbrella term that refers to all types of things under that category, illness, suffering, financial. We know the Gemara says that there are a number of things. A poor person is considered dead, chas v'shalom, oni choshev kemes. A leper is considered dead, so different categories. And in this halacha, Rav Nosson Zal is addressing many different things related to pidyon. We've had quite a number of things so far, and now he's going to go into a little bit of detail, specifics, showing us how this works. V'alkein mevi'in momoin lahatzadik b'shvil pidyon. Based on what we've been learning recently, we can understand why people bring money to a tzaddik for a pidyon. Shehu hamtokas hadinim. This is in order to sweeten any judgment, chas v'shalom, any midas hadin against that person. Ki ikar hadinim heim b'momoin. Because the Midas Hadin of Hashem is found especially in money. We know that the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Oirech Yomim Bimino Ubismoila Oishevachavoy, that on the right side we have long life, on the left side we have wealth and honor. So we see that wealth, money, is associated with the left side. Rabbeinu Zal brings other supportive psukim for this in chapter 180 in Likutei Moran. That's called the Torah of Pidyon, where Rabbeinu Zal goes into detail, giving an example of how tzaddikim perform a pidyon. And there he brings psukim to show how money represents din. So Rabbeinu Zal says here, Ki ikar hadinim heim b'hamomoin. The main din is in money. Shehu b'chinas lametes malachos, which is associated with the 39 acts of work that we do during the 6 days of the week to earn money. It's all about money, parnasa, the 39 acts of work, which originate from the 39 curses that Hashem issued when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas. Bechinas achilas uparnosas Adam. This represents the eating and the livelihood of a person. Sheniskalkel al yedei achilas Eitz Hadas, which got messed up as a result of Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas. She'alkein a'ah. So therefore, that caused Hashem to issue the curse be'itzavoin toichaleno, that you will eat, your livelihood and everything will come be'itzavoin, with atzvus, sadness, depression. All examples of midas hadin, the left side. So this is why Rav Nosson Zal is telling us here that money represents the dinim. The dinim are found in money. She'alkein tzrichin lohavi momoin daika. And it's for this reason that we have to bring the money to the tzaddik. ואז כשהצדיק אוכל ומספרנס מזה הממון, and then when the tzaddik takes this money and he uses it for his own livelihood, he uses it to buy food or things that he needs for himself, ואכילו סוי, and we know that the tzaddik's eating is בבחינס והסביע בצחסכויס נפשך. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya chapter 58 where it says you will be satiated with the sparks of your soul. So we know that the true tzaddikim, when they eat, it's not a physical experience, it's something that's tied into the soul. They're eating to nourish their souls. They're not eating because of physical desire or physical temptation. Shemishom shoyresh b'chinas hapidyon. And that's this term, tzachzachos nafshecho, the sparks. This term, tzachzachos, is used in Sifrei Kabbalah to refer to a very, very high level of light, a light that's above the spheros, like above the midos of Hashem. So Rav Nosson Zal says, Shemishom shoyresh b'chinas hapidyon. And that's the source of where pidyon draws its spiritual energy from. It comes from the tzachzachos, from this very high place. Al yidei zeh nimtak kol hadinim. Therefore, when the tzaddik uses the person's money, which has these dinim, and he uses it to buy, to have for his own food and things, which is connected to the tzachzachos, to the highest source of chesed, through this he brings about a hamtokas hadinim, a sweetening of the din, al yidei bechinas pidyon anal, through this activity called pidyon. V'zeh bechinas mitzvas achilas sholosh sudos. And this also explains the importance of eating the three meals on Shabbos, and especially the third meal. Ki daiko al yidei achilas Shabbos, because it's specifically by eating on Shabbos, ubefrat al yidei achilas suda shlishis, and especially that third meal, nimshach bechinas pidyon, that generates this concept of a pidyon, a redemption for the person, a sweetening of all din against that person or their family. Ki oz eis rotzoin, because we know Shabbos in general is an eis rotzoin. It's a time when Hashem is especially close to us and having goodwill towards us, good feeling towards us. And Shabbos Mincha is the ultimate eis rotzoin. That's when we say, Vani sfilosi lecho Hashem eis rotzoin. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds, V'zeh b'chinas achilas matzah. And this is also the concept of the mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach. Shehu b'chinas oineg Shabbos, which is similar to the pleasure of Shabbos. The matzah that we eat on Pesach is spiritually connected to the same place as Oinig Shabbos. Kemuva, as is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Leman tomoitzu vehisanagtem. The word tomoitzu is miloshen matzah, and it goes together with vehisanagtem, and you will enjoy the term that's used for the pleasure of Shabbos, oinig Shabbos. So we see that matzah is on such a holy level that it's compared to oinig Shabbos, the pleasure of Shabbos. Bechinas mon, which is compared to mon, as we've mentioned in the past, that the Gemara says that the matzahs that the Jews took out of Mitzrayim, they tasted a taste of mon in them. So again, we're talking about a very high-level spiritual food. V'hu b'chinas bitochein levad b'lishum uvdo klal. We mentioned earlier in this paragraph that chometz represents the tirdas haparnosa. Chometz represents the struggle that a person has in trying to earn a living. Because we said that chometz is something that takes time to make, time and toil, whereas matzah is fast food. Bim, bim. Put it in the fire and rush to get it out. So Rav Nosson Zal explains in this paragraph that chometz represents the uvdois and tirdois that a person struggles for parnosa, Whereas matzah represents bitochin, a super high level of trust in Hashem, without any need, without the person feeling that they have to do any physical work in order to make it happen. If Hashem wants, He can provide for me, even if I don't do anything, or even if I get it wrong, even if I do the wrong thing, chas v'shalom. Aval achar kriyas yamsuf, shenis oira b'chinas Yosef, however, and we showed earlier why chometz is forbidden on Pesach. But now, Rav Nosson Zal says, however, after kriyas yamsuf, after the seventh day of Pesach, the splitting of the Red Sea, Shenisoira Bechinas Yosef, when the qualities of Yosef Atzadik were shown, we said that we mentioned the Pasuk Hayom Ro'o Vayonois, that the Red Sea saw the coffin of Yosef Atzadik, who was the one who was Vayonois Vayetzachutza. He ran from Potiphar's wife when she tried to get him to participate in a sin. So it was his chus, the merit of Yosef Atzadik, that helped bring about the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf. And we know in addition, the seventh day of Pesach is the sixth day of the counting of the Omer. And each one of the days of the Omer corresponds to one of the seven tzaddikim: Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aharon, Yosef, and David. So the seventh day of Pesach corresponds to Yosef. Shenestalik gamkein b'Shabbos b'mincha, who, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, Yosef HaTzadik also passed away on Shabbos at Mincha time, at that super Ace Rotzoin. Ubishvil Zen, for this reason, the Pasuk says, Vayikach Moshe es Atzmois Yosef. Moshe Rabbeinu took the bones, the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik with him in order to lead the Jews out of Egypt and through the Red Sea. Vezeh hoyo kishi Yisroel osku bebiza. And this was taking place, Moshe Rabbeinu's searching for and taking the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik out of Egypt took place simultaneous to the Jews being involved in gathering up all the wealth of Egypt, going to their neighbors and borrowing from them all their gold and silver and everything. Shehoyo tikun godol, which was also a tremendous tikun. The Jews gathering up all of that wealth of Egypt and taking it out of Egypt with them was a tremendous tikun. Why? Ki kimu boze mitzvah rabo shehizhiro mashem yisborach. Because in doing this, they were fulfilling a major mitzvah that Hashem had instructed them to do. When Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Daber no, please speak to the Jews, ve'yishalu ish mishchena, and have each Jew approach his Egyptian neighbors and borrow from them all of their gold and silver. Kedei l'kayim, in order to fulfill the commitment that Hashem made to Avram Avinu, of the achrei chen yetsu berchush godol, that your children, your descendants, are going to be slaves for many years, they're going to suffer a lot, but at the end, they're going to leave with tremendous wealth. So Hashem wanted to fulfill that commitment, so He asked Klal Yisrael to borrow, to take all the wealth of Egypt out with them. Ki horechush v'ho ashirus, watch how Rav Nosson Zal analyzes what's taking place here. There are two things going on simultaneously. Moshe Rabbeinu is going for the flag. He's going for the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik, which he understands is one of the most important things that's going to help them get out of Egypt and get across the Red Sea and get through 40 years in the desert. And the Jews are going for the wealth, all the money and wealth, to fulfill Hashem's commitment to Avram Avinu. And these things are going on at the same time. Why? Ki horechush v'hashirus bi'atzmoi shehoitziu Yisrael mi'mitzrayim ze bechinas pidyon. Because all of this wealth that the Jewish people took out of Egypt, they transferred it from non-Jewish hands to Jewish hands. That's an example of a pidyon. Shehu momoin shenoisein ho'ish ha'amoini lahatzadik. A pidyon is money that a regular person gives to a tzaddik. An ordinary person who's not a tzaddik, usually, brings an offering of money to a tzaddik for the tzaddik to perform the pidyon with it. Shaydeze daiko nimta kadin. And we mentioned before that by the tzaddik accepting this money from the person and the tzaddik using it for his purposes, that sweetens the din that's found in that money and the dinim that are on that Jew. So Rav Nosson Zal says, now let's look at what's happening here about the Jewish people taking this money from the Egyptians. Ubeklolius, on a general level, Yisroel kulam tzadikim. The entire Jewish nation is referred to as tzadikim. The famous pasuk, v'amech kulam tzadikim. Your nation are all tzadikim. Ukishoitziu hamomoin vashirus mizuamas mitzrayim likdushas Yisroel. And when they succeeded in extracting that money from the tumah of Egypt and bringing it into the Jewish community, shehein bechinas tzadikim, who are in the category of tzadikim, ze bechinas pidyon. This was an example of a pidyon. A pidyon is a transfer, a money transfer, from lower level, from choyel to kodesh, from regular person to tzaddik, or from lahavdil goy to Jew. Avul kol ze bekoyach hatzaddik hagodol huamiti. However, again, who has to do this? Who has to make this happen? The great, great, true tzaddik, she'oyle ad raiva deraivin, who has the ability to go up to the highest source of kindness of Hashem, which is referred to as raiva deraivin, rotzen shebaretzaynois. V'alkein, and therefore, afal pi shehoyo mitzvah rabah, even though the Jews, by simply taking the money from the Egyptians and bringing it into Jewish ownership, they were fulfilling a major mitzvah, Hashem's command, who said, do this. Afal Pikein, despite that, Moshe Rabbeinu was involved in something else. The pasuk says, Chacham Leiv Yikach Mitzvois. The true wise person gathers, takes mitzvois. And the Medrash says, Shehu Moshe, that pasuk is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shelokach Oz Atzmois Yosef, who gathered up the bones of Yosef HaTzadik, Shenestalek Lashom, who was one of the tzaddikim who passed away into Raiva Deraivin, who went up to that highest source of kindness. Ki daika bekoyach ze yochoy lahamtik dinim bebechinas pidyon ho'elyon. Because it's by the money coming into the hands of the tzaddik, and the tzaddik having the ability to access Raiva Deraivin, that's what completes that process of pidyon. Al yidei habiza v'haruchus shalokhuas, through the wealth and the booty that the Jews took at that time. This is why the great tzaddikim, when they make a pidyon, usually they try to pick a time that's an eis rotzayim. We know that Shabbos mincha is a time of an eis rotzayim, but on Shabbos and mincha you don't hold money in your hands. So there are other times like this, such as midnight, chatzos. Rabbeinu Zal writes a lot about this in the Sifrei Kabbalah, showing that Chatzos is also one of the times when we access the highest levels of kindness. And this is why the tzaddikim sometimes will try to do the pidyon specifically at midnight or Alois HaShachar, these special, special times when it's easier to access these times that are called Eis Ratzon, when it's easier to access that Ratzon Sheberetzonos, that place where you have Hashem's highest level of kindness, which can whitewash any judgment, any Midah Sadin that's been issued against the person who gave the pidyon. I saw this by my rabbi, Zichron Avrocha, Reb Michal, Zichron Avrocha, that there were times that people would give him a pidyon, and usually he would say to them, okay, Emir Tzashem et Chatzois is when I'll say the special tefillah for pidyon. Because Chatzois is this eis rotzoin, when a person has when it's easier for a tzaddik to tap into that raiva deraivin. Ach ikur hisgalus kedushes Yosef atzaddik koye b'shas kriyas yamsuf. However, we know that the main time when the holiness of Yosef atzaddik really showed itself was at the time of the splitting of the Red Sea. Kamei Shekosev, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter 114, Hayom ro'o vayonois. The sea saw the tzaddik about whom the Pasuk says, vayonois. He ran. He ran from committing a sin with Potiphar's wife. That's number one. That's one proof of showing how Yosef HaTzaddik is playing a major role on that day, Shvi Shel Pesach. And in addition, Gam Kfar Sipru Vav Yomim Loimer. And in addition, we've already counted 6 days in the Omer. We're up to day number 6, which is Yosef. The Omer Soirim Zebechinas Hamtokas Hadinim Kiyodua. And we know that it's 6 days to the Omer. We know that the Omer Soirim, that measure of barley that was brought as a korban on the second day of Pesach, represents Hamtokas Hadinim. The Arizal shows how wheat is chita is referred to as human food. The Gemara mentions this in many places. Barley is a lower level grain that's referred to as animal food, meichel behema. And we know that whenever a person commits a sin, it's considered to be behemius. It's a ruach shtus that caused the person to commit a sin, which means the person's behaving like a behema. So the term behema represents the low level. Chita represents the high level of odom, sechel, das. Behema represents lack of das, which is dark. Das is a concept of light. Lack of das is a concept of darkness. Midas hadin. And that's why the Arizal shows how this Omer Soirim, this sacrifice of barley that was brought on the second day, Soira is barley, was a matter by taking the barley and elevating it, performing the whole act that was done in the Korban Omer, this was also a form of Hamtoka Sadinim. It's brought also that the word Soira, the Hebrew word Soira, represents Midas Sadin, because there are certain letters in the Aleph Beis, the Mem Nun Sadik Pei Chof, which when they come at the end of a word, they take on a second form. They're called oisios stumois, that they have a special form when they close a word. Close is always an inyan of din. These letters, mem non sadik pechof, are bigematria 280, and there's 5 of them. So there's, and the Arizal says that the word so'ira is bigematria 2 times par, these par dinim, the 285 and the 285, plus another 5 for the letters themselves, is bigematria 575. These are ways that the Arizal shows how the so'ira represents din, and the Omer so'irim is an example of hamtoka sadinim. Shenechozim baha parnosa beyoser, which we said that these dinim attach themselves especially to parnosa, because of that curse, be'itzavoin toichalena, that the atzvus will be in the parnosa, the atzvus will be in the money. Utzrichen lispor sheva shabosos mimochras hashabos, and this is why we have to count 7 weeks from after the first day of Pesach. The word Shabbos here means the first day of Pesach. Lahamshich kedusha Shabbos, to draw the holiness of Shabbos onto the weekday, onto the parnosa, as we spoke about in the beginning of this paragraph. V'ho'ikar, now Rav Nosson Zal summarizes. What's the most important issue in this whole paragraph? Shafilu kisho'iskin b'derech eretz. That even when a Jew is involved in work, he's going to work, he's doing acts of work, because he's not on the highest possible spiritual level where his emuna and bitochin is so perfect that Hashem will provide for him without him doing any kind of work. We know the Gemara says that there were many people that tried to do that and didn't succeed. Many tried to do like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his students, to be totally dedicated to Ruchnius, and they couldn't. That's not for every, not everybody can do that. But the Gemara says many tried to do like Rabbi Shmuel, and they did succeed to combine Torah, a serious commitment to learning Torah and observing Torah, together with earning a livelihood. And the Gemara says they did succeed. So Rav Nosson Zal says here, Shafilu kishoiskim bederech eretz, that even when a person is involved in work, in doing things for a livelihood, Shehu asiyas masumatan, of which there's 2 forms of it. One is business, transactions of business, umalochais, or actual work, carpentry, building, you know, the different things. Yihye bebechinas kedusha Shabbos. It's critical that the person attaches the 6 days of the week to the Shabbos, meaning he still has his emunah, that just like on Shabbos, I know I can walk around without a penny in my pocket and without going to work, and Hashem is providing for me, so too during the 6 days of the week, when I show up at 9 o'clock to the job and I'm sitting there from 9 to 5, I still believe that today also, it's Hashem that's giving me my parnosa. not the boss, and not my efforts and my brains. It's strictly from Hashem. It's Bechina Shabbos. Vazai, and then, achar kach, after Kriyas Yamsuf, when this light of Yosef HaTzadik was revealed, Yosef HaTzadik was one of the tzaddikim who tapped into Raiva Derivin, together with Moshe Rabbeinu, who also tapped into Raiva Derivin, and we had this pidyon that was performed by the Jews gathering up all of that money, taking all of that money from the Egyptians, and bringing it over to the tzaddik, to Klal Yisrael, through this pidyon HaKoylel, which was tapped into Raiva Derivin. After that, chometz becomes permissible, me'achar shekvar kibalnu asvoso, because we've already received the antidote. We took our antibiotics. We got the medicine already. We were cured. You know, now chometz cannot do any harm for us. We got our vaccine, like in a sense. Now the negative aspects of chometz can no longer harm us at all. Once we went through those first the 7 days of Pesach and Kriyas Yamsuf, now we're immune to any negative effects of chametz. Paragraph Nun Aleph. V'zeh b'chinas korban toida. And with this, we'll also understand one of the most important sacrifices in the Beis HaMikdash. Shehu yokor v'choshuv mikol hakorbonos, which in certain ways, the korban toida is more important than all other sacrifices. Oila Osham, Oila is Kodshei Kodoshim, Chatos is Kodshei Kodoshim. Osham, still, the Toida in some ways is more important. Shekulam Betelim. The Gemara tells us that when Mashiach comes, all of those other sacrifices are going to be done away with, are going to become Botel. Whereas the Toida, Chutz Mikorban Toida, except for the Korban Toida, because there aren't going to be sins at that time. So the only korban is going to be the toida, which is a thanks offering to Hashem. Shehoyo boi chometz u'matzah. That was the only korban in the Beis HaMikdash that combined chometz and matzah. There were 40 chalos that were brought together with the toida, which were a combination of chometz and matzah. Why? Rav Nosson Zal explains, what is toida all about? Ki toido hu kishayotzen mehatzoro vadinim. A korban toida is brought when a Jew found themselves in a midas hadin. They were in trouble. They were in a crisis. They were thrown into prison, chas v'shalom, or the person had a severe illness, or the person was crossing the desert, which is dangerous. Four examples that the Gemara gives. Chole, yam, or crossing the sea, crossing the ocean. And if a person is zoche to come through these dangerous experiences alive and well, they bring a korban toida. The Gemara brings a remez. V'chol ha-chayim yoiducha sela. The living give praise to Hashem. The word chayim is chole, yam, yisurim, midbor. So Rav Nosson Zal explains that a toida is when a person comes out of a tzara and din, Shehu alidei b'chinas pidyon, which we know, how does a person come out of such a thing? Through pidyon. V'oz mevi'in chometz u'matzah, and then we bring this offering, the toida, that's a combination of chometz and matzah. B'tchila gimel minei matzah, first we bring three different types of matzah. V'achar kach al chalois lechem chometz, together with chalois that are chometz. Ki ho iker ha-haskholo b'klalu b'prat hu b'chinas matzah. Because the main thing is that the beginning has to be matzah on all levels. She'ein tzrichem laso is klal, which is something that doesn't really require any human intervention in a sense. B'chinas, as we quoted the pasuk earlier in the previous year, where it says that they made matzahs, and it says because they were in a big hurry, vegam tzedo lo yasu lahem, and they did not prepare food for themselves. Hold on, what are you talking about? You just, in the beginning of the sentence, you said they made matzahs because they were in a rush, and then you say, but they didn't prepare food. What is matzah? It's not food. The answer is matzah is something that happens almost by itself. You put it in the oven and boom, it happens. Whereas chametz requires much more intervention. V'achar kach oisim eze esek. And afterwards, we have the chametz. After a person has established the matzah, then they're able to have, if the 7 days of Pesach with matzah, then we're able to go on to chametz, which means the person does an esek, some kind of human initiative. Shezeh b'chinas toiv toira im derech eretz. This is the concept of what the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, that it's good to combine Torah plus work. Avol ha'ikar hu ha'Torah. Note what comes first. The Torah comes first. The main thing is the Torah. Bechinas, as it says in Mechilta, lo nitna Torah elo lo'ech le'hamon. The Torah was given only to those who eat mon. And we said before, shehu bechinas matzah, that it says the matzahs that the Jews took out of Egypt had a taste of mon in them. So matzah is similar to mon, which is, again, this heavenly food, something that Hashem sends down. You don't have to do anything. V'gam b'hatoyro u'mitzvois b'yatzmon tzrichin beiz b'chinas hanal. And now Rav Nosson Zal says that even in a person's Yiddishkeit, even in a person's Torah and mitzvois, we need the concept of chametz and matzah, meaning ki ein tzrichin la'asos klal. Because on one hand, we don't have to do anything. Ki me'onu, me'chayenu, because we say in our tefillah, what are we? We're nothing. We're not. So if we're nothing, then nothing can't do anything. U'kemoy sham razal, and as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, lo yolecha hamalocha ligmor. You don't have to finish the job. Don't think if you don't do it, it's not going to get done. You don't have to finish. Ki ikar hu haratzon, because the main thing is the desire. Achar kach, however, afterwards, oisin, we do. So it's a combination of an awareness, a recognition that on one hand, Hashem is doing everything. And on the other hand, even when I'm doing with complete faith that Hashem is going to put the bracha into it, Hashem is going to make it work or not work, chas v'shalom. V'soid ze b'shlemus, and this secret of how these two work, chametz and matzah, this combination of emuna and hishtadlus, bitochen and hishtadlus, yizgale rak lo sidlovoi, will be revealed only in the future, that we'll understand this completely. Shezeo b'chinas toida, this is the concept of the korban toida, which combines chametz and matzah, sheyishor lo sid, which that's going to be the main korban of the future. Ki hakoil yizbatel, because in the future, everything else will disappear. The only thing that will remain is thanking and praising Hashem, to constantly praise Hashem over the fact that how fortunate I am to be a Jew, and Hashem separated me from those who aren't aware of Hashem, who aren't aware of mitzvahs, lam segula. And Hashem has chosen us to be His special people. Paragraph Nun Beis. V'alkein, b'shavuos, mevi'in shtei halechem, mechometz daika. And again, following through what we've been learning till now, this will explain why on Shavuos, we bring the shtei halechem, the two loaves, from chometz, specifically. No matzah at all, just chometz. V'zeh b'chinas toida. And this is also a kind of korban toida. Ki Pesach u'Shavuos kshurim ze bo ze. Because these two holidays, Pesach and Shavuos, are very much attached to each other. It's a set. Mi mochras ha'Shabbos ad mi mochras ha'Shabbos. As the pasuk says in the Chumash, you start counting the Omer from the day after the first day of Pesach, which is called Shabbos, ad mi mochras ha'Shabbos, until the day after the seventh Shabbos, which is Shavuos. V'nichlal ha'matzah shel Pesach v'chomitz shel Shavuos. And this period, these 50 days of Yomer, bring together, they start with matzah, and they finish with chomitz of Shavuos. Shezeo b'chinas toida, which represents the korban toida, which combines both, chomitz and matzah. V'oz koirin rus. And on the holiday of Shavuos, is when we read Megillas Rus, Shehi Gioris, Sheyotza Mimena David Moshiach, She was a convert from whom came forth the king of Klal Yisrael, Dovid HaMelech, Moshiach. Shenestalek gam came be'eis rotzmanal, who is the third character of the set. Moshe Rabbeinu, Yosef HaTzadik, and Dovid HaMelech, all three of them passed away Shabbos Mincha time, meaning all three of them connected to this Riva Derivan, this highest level of kindness. Va'al yodoy yihye nigmar bishleimus b'chinas pidyon anal. And Dovid HaMelech is going to be the one to really finish the job, complete the job of redeeming the Jewish people, the real pidyon. He's going to be the one to redeem us, to take us out of the exile permanently. As the Pasuk says in Daniel chapter 7, V'ad atik yoimayo moto. The Pasuk there is speaking about the coming of Moshiach, and it refers to this atik yoimen, this very old, these old age, referring to the keser, which is called Atiko Kadisha, Atik Yoimen, which refers to Riva Derivan, this Pidyon HaKoel, this highest level kindness of Hashem. V'alkein Nu'urim Beleil Shavuos, and this is why we stay awake the entire night of Shavuos, Ki Oz Nishlam Bechines Pidyon Anal, because that's when the Pidyon that was started on Pesach, when Hashem took us out of Egypt, was Poideos. That's when the pidyon is completed. Shehu bechinas his oirus hashenu kanal. And we saw in the beginning of this halacha that pidyon is a concept of waking up from sleep. Because we said again, sleep is darkness. Sleep is midas hadin, shena. Sleep, the Gemara says, is 1/60th of death. And waking up from sleep is the concept of hamtoka sadinim, the rising of the sun, the chesed. Boiker d'Avram, it's called. Vayashkeim Avraham ba'boiker. The morning is compared to Avram Avinu, who is the Isha Chesed. So waking up from sleep is a concept of Hamtoka Sadinim, Pidyoin. So this is why on Shavuos night, when the Pidyoin is completed, the 50-day Pidyon is completed, that's why we stay up all night. V'ato kol chiyusenu al yidei Moshe. And now all of our spiritual life is coming via Moshe Rabbeinu, She'oimed bein Shmad L'Rotzayn, who stands in between the lowest level and the highest level. The lowest level is Shmad. Shmad means complete rejection of Hashem. And Rotzayn is the deepest connection to Hashem. Shemale es kol echot b'chol yoim. Moshe Rabbeinu elevates each and every single person every day, mikol ma shomer overlov, from everything that they're going through, all of their problems, all of their everything, ubeyoser, and especially beinyan hamomoin vaparnosa, especially regarding money and parnosa, which is the focus of most people's problems. Whether it's shalom bayis, whether it's difficulties with kids, usually a couple of million dollars will usually solve many of those problems. Ukeshe poigmen boy, and when a person is poigim in momoin and parnosa, in thinking that it's I do it, my job, I have to do it, and hu bechinas shmad. That's a concept of shmad. That's a concept of idol worship. Because he's not paying, not giving Hashem the proper respect. He's not acknowledging that money is not the idol. Hashem, money is not G-O-D. Hashem is G-O-D. Umishom male b'chol pam b'b'chinas hanal. And Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who elevates Klal Yisrael all the time, from Shmad to Rotzayn. The true tzaddik is the one who educates us, so that even when we're going out to work, we have no misunderstandings. We know whose money it is, and we know who's the boss, and we know where it's coming from. That total awareness of Hashem. Whereas by many people, money takes them away from Hashem, chas v'shalom. You know, a Jew, the tzaddik, gives us a level of emuna and das that even when a person is involved in derech eretz, he's totally, totally connected to Hashem. That's the concept of meiser also. That we said money is bechinas din, midas hadin. Money is called damim in Hebrew. Damim means blood. Blood is red, which is midas hadin. So money is called Domim, just like blood, we said that money represents midas hadin. You have to sweeten it in. How do you sweeten it in? How do you fix the blood? By salt, putting salt on it. Salt removes the bad blood, the treif blood, the unkosher blood from the animal, and what remains is completely kosher, completely okay. Salt is the tzaddik. The pasuk says, bris melach oilam, that melach, salt, is called bris, the covenant, just like the tzaddik is called bris. Yosef HaTzaddik, b'chinas bris. When a person gives their miser, a person takes out Hashem's portion from the damim, from the blood, from the money, he's koshering it. That's a form of hamtokas adinim. When he takes that money and brings it to the tzaddik, that represents an example of hamtokas adinim. Paragraph Nun Gimel, V'alkein tzrichen lechol moror bePesach, and this is also why we eat moror on the holiday of Pesach. Zecher levayim moraru es chayeim b'avoyda kosher, and the Torah tells us this is to remind us of the fact that the Egyptians embittered our lives with hard work, hard labor. Shehu merirus tirdois tirchois v'tirdas haparnosav hamomoyin. This refers to the bitterness that Klal Yisrael go through in earning a livelihood. It's called moror, bitterness. Shehu b'chinas merirusa di alma. This is the bitterness of the world. The whole world is embittered from this struggle for parnosa. She'efsher lahamtikoi, whereby it's impossible to sweeten that bitterness, to get rid of that bitterness, kim al yedei melach, other than with salt. Shehu b'chinas tibul. That's the concept that we dip the moror. What do you usually dip into? You dip your bread into salt. So salt represents this dip that sweetens, that takes out the bitterness in something. Viato, but on the night of the Seder, matbilin becharoises, we dip the moror into charoises, which the Arizal says is chas rus. The word charoises is made up of two words, chas rus. Dechos rachmon alon. The word chas means to have pity, to be merachim, that Hashem had pity on us, bekoyach hatzadik bechinas Moshiach, sheyotzo meirus hagioris, in the zchus of the tzadik, David HaMelech, who completed the triage, the three, Moshe, Yosef, David, who comes from Rus. So that's, again, this is what the charoises is merames, that the charoises is arousing the zchus of the tzaddik who completed the set, the zchus of Dovid HaMelech who comes from Rus. Paragraph Nun Dalet, ki ikar hahamtokanal nimshach al yedei ha-toiro shenedreshes b'yud gimel midois, shehein b'chinas yud gimel tikunei dikno shemishom ha-pidyananal. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains how two of the most important things that play a role in pidyon are Torah and Tefillah. He's going to show us now how both Torah and Tefillah affect Hamtoka Sadinim. Because again, in order to be Mamtik Tadin, you need a super high level of Chesed. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, the Iker Hamtoka is gotten through the Torah, which is based on 13 formulas. The Yud Gimel Midois, Shehein Bechinas Yud Gimel Tikunei Dikna, which correspond to the 13 Tikunim of the beard, which the Zohar Kodesh says represent the 13 attributes of kindness of Hashem. Shemishom HaPidyon Anal. And we know that that's the source of Pidyon. The Pidyon comes from the white beard, Kaviyochel, the super kindness of Hashem, which is the 13 formulas of the Torah. The 13 formulas of the Torah correspond and activate the 13 attributes of kindness. And we know the number 13 is Bigimatria Ahava, the word Ahava, which means love, you know, the Hamtoka Sadinim. V'chein ha-tfila, shehu ikar ha-hamtoka, and so too tfila, which is the main hamtoka, hu b'chinas yud gimel anal, is also in the category of 13. Ki oimrim yud gimel mido shatoran ishreshes behem, because those who make sure to say karbonis in the morning, those that start their tfila from page 1, not from page 25 or something, the conclusion of the karbonis is the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel, where we say Rabbi Shmuel Oimer Bishloishes Remidois Hatorah Dresben, where we recite these 13 formulas of the Torah. So that's part of our tefillah. We include that in our tefillah. V'chein Yud Gimel Shvachim Shebi Ishtabach. And so too, the 13 praises that we say of Hashem in the chapter Yishtabach, which is the culmination of the Psukei de Zimra. We're singing praises of Hashem, and the climax of it is Yishtabach Shimcha. May your name be glorified. And we mentioned the 13 words there that the Zohar HaKadosh says a person should try to say in one breath, to unite all of those 13 words. V'chein, and then after Shmon Esrei, we have Tachnun, where we recite the Yud Gimel Midos Shorachmim, Ukemuva. So we have three times Yud Gimel that we're punching in the tefillah. Ukemuva, as is brought in the Sifrei Kabbalah. V'ikar kol seder ha-tefillah, v'chol seder ha-yoyim, hu brochois voidois. And our whole organization of tefillah and what a Jew is doing throughout the day is all about praising Hashem. It's all about Toida. Every time we eat something, every time we have any kind of pleasure, we bless Hashem, we praise Hashem for it. Hu brocho is voido is p'chinas Toida. Ki mevorchen al kol dover. We bless Hashem over everything. Shezeo b'chinas birkas hashachar v'chol shar brocho is voido is shel atfila v'shel birkas achila. This is the concept behind those brochas that we make in the morning, the Berachas HaTorah, the Ashenos Las Ravina, Shelo Yesani Goy, Shelo Yesani Oved, and then the other blessings in the tefillah, and then the blessings that we say throughout the day when we're eating or doing anything else. Ki ho ikar hu toida vohido. Because one of the most important things in Yiddishkeit is this issue of thanking Hashem and praising Hashem. This is Hamtoka Sadinim. When a person finds themselves in a tzora, in a constriction, in a problem, in a crisis, and the person is able, so that's when the Yetzer Hara is trying to convince Hashem that Hashem is red and Hashem is mean and vicious and that's why I'm going through all of this suffering. But if the person goes ahead and finds things in their life to thank Hashem for, he finds Nekudas Toivos. Baruch Hashem that I'm a Jew, Baruch Hashem I have all the Nekudas Toivos. So he's connecting to the Hashem who's lily white, to Hashem is all chesed. And this hoidah, and by thanking Hashem for all the good things, he connects to this korban toida, which is a tremendous hamtoka sadinim. That's what combines chametz and matzah, and the matzah is mamtik v'din of the chametz. Paragraph nun hei, v'zeh b'chinas v'yikbor oisoi bagai mul beis bo'er. And this is why we find that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he passed away, we said that when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, he went into Ratzon. Moshe is 345, Ratzon is 346. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up, he was nistalek into Ratzon. So the Torah tells us, where did they bury Moshe Rabbeinu? Bagai, in a valley, mul Beis Bo'er, opposite the idol of Beis Bo'er. So that whenever this idol rears its ugly head to try to prosecute the Jews, ha ha, they worship me also. He sees Moshe Rabbeinu opposite him, and he goes right back into his cave, goes right back into his hole. As Tosfos points this out in Masechta Sota Daf Yud Aleph, Hainu Kanal. This fits in beautifully with what we've been learning in this whole chapter. Ki Moshe Nigbar Bebechinas Raiva Deraiven. We said that Moshe Rabbeinu was buried in the category of Raiva Deraiven, this highest level of kindness of Hashem, this super Rotzin. Shemishom HaPidyon Anal. That's where this pidyon that's able to sweeten the judgment in all 24 courts, that's able to eliminate any charoin af against the Jewish people, that's where it comes from, this pidyon akoilo. And we said, avodah zara is what really angers Hashem. Shaydeze male mishmad. Through this, Moshe Rabbeinu has the ability to elevate the Jews from shmad, mibechinas po'er, which is what po'er represented, lebechinas rotzayn, to the level of Ratzon. Moshe Peri. Now Rav Nosson Zal quotes another pasuk. There's a pasuk that says Moshe Olo El Hoelikim. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Hashem Kaviyochel. So Rav Nosson Zal says the word Moshe Oisiois Mashehu. The word Moshe is the same letters as the word Mashehu. Mashehu means a tiny drop. Bechinas Nekudas Hamashehu Shebein Chometz Lamatzah. This is the tiny drop that distinguishes between chametz and matzah. You remember we discussed in the beginning of this halacha that the word chametz has a mem and a tzaddik. The word matzah has a mem and a tzaddik. The word chametz has a ches. The matzah has a hey. The difference between the letter a ches and the letter hey is a tiny droplet of ink, a drop of ink, which is the difference between the letter dalet of Echod, Hashem Echod, the Dalet, versus Acher. Acher means Elokim Acherim. Idols are called Elokim Acherim. The Reish and the Dalet. How much of a difference is there between the Reish and the Dalet? That tiny droplet of ink on the right side of the Reish over there. Hamashehu shebein chometz lamatzah, shezeo bechinas koitza do'ois Dalet de'echod. That droplet that differentiates between chametz and matzah is that koitz of the dalet, that little piece that sticks out on the right side on top of the dalet. Shaydezeh male mishmat l'rotzon. That's what elevates the Jewish people from acher to echod. Val shem zeh nikra Moshe, and this is how Moshe Rabbeinu actually got his name, ki min hamayim mishisihu. Batya bat Paro said that you know why he's called Moshe? Because I took him out of the water. Va'ayin lekamon. Rav Nosson Zal says, stay tuned. He's going to explain this soon in the later paragraph. Note, who is Basia? Basia came from the house of Paroi. She was a non-Jew. And in bringing Moshe Rabbeinu out of the water, out of death, from death to life, it was while she was going through her process of conversion. It says she went down to the river. What was she going down to the river for? To convert. And that's what brought Moshe Rabbeinu to light. That's what saved Moshe Rabbeinu, brought him to light. Because Rabbeinu Zal said, the main mission of Moshe Rabbeinu in this world is Balei Tshuva and Gerim. That's his top achievement, his greatest accomplishment, is to be able to do this. V'zeh b'chinas mitzvahs kriya shma. And this is the concept of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, Shehi Iker Ho'emuna. That's our greatest display of faith in Hashem. Hepech Avodah Zarah, which is the opposite of idol worship. Kel Acher Bechina Shmad. Ki Iker Ho'achdus, because the main unity of Hashem, the main oneness of Hashem, Hu Bechinas Koitze Dois Dalet, is brought about through that edge of the letter Dalet, that thorn on the side, that little piece of ink on the end of the Dalet. Shehu bechinas hatzadik. The Zohar Kodesh says that the koitz of the Dalet, that's the tzadik. Shehu bechinas nekudas Moshe. That's the aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu shemale, who elevates the Jews from the Reish to the Dalet. V'zehu Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. And this is why in the Shema we say Hashem Elokeinu is Hashem Echod. Bechinas Hashem Hu Hu Elokim. What we're actually saying there is that Hashem and Elokim are one. We know that Elokim is Bigimatria Hateva. Shehashgocha V'ho'esek HaKoel Echod. That the Hashgocha Proti of Hashem, which is represented by Shabbos, we're learning Torah Yud Gimel and Likut Imran now. Rabbeinu Zal shows there in the beginning that Shabbos, the word Shabbos, is the shin has three parts to it. The shin represents the three colored rings of the eye, and the bas is the bat ayin, the pupil of the eye. Shabbos represents the day when Hashem is really looking at us. The day of Hashgacha Prati, super Hashgacha, that's why there's no need for work, there's no need, all of that nonsense goes out the window. Hashem is hands-on. Hashem is giving exactly everything we need. That's Shabbos, that's the Hashgacha, versus the 6 days of the week, which is seemingly Teva. And in Shema, we say Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod, that Yud Kei Vav Kei and Elokim, the name of Hashem which represents Teva, and the name of Hashem which represents the Hashgacha, the Chesed, are all one. Ki HaTeva b'chinas Elokim nichlal b'hashgacha, because the Teva, which is associated with Elokim, is plugged into, becomes one with Hashgacha. Like we said, that during the 6 days of the week, we say Hayoim Yoim Rishon Bashabbos, Hayoim Yom Sheni Bashabbos. We're connecting, we're plugging in the 6 days of the week to Shabbos. V'zehu Boruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Soilam Voed. And this is the second statement in the Shema, Bechinas Yichud Tato, which is called the lower Yichud, which tells us Shegam Bozeh Ha'olam, that even in this physical, materialistic world, Sheyesh Boi To'us HaTeva, where most people fall into the mistake of thinking that things are nature, that it's based on nature and natural, and if you work, you live, and if you don't work, you won't live, etc. Shegam Bozeh Ha'olam Sheyesh Boi To'us HaTeva, Avol Onu Yoidin Ho'emes. We, the Jewish people, we know the truth. Shegam Bechol Ha'olamoy Satachtoinim, that even in the lower worlds, ubechol hamadregoy satachtoinos, and even in the lower levels, the 6 days of the week, boruch umavoyroch shem kvoid malchusay lo yomvoed, Hashem's kingdom is everywhere. Umalchusay bakoil mashala. So again, it's Hashem. Hashem is not up there. Hashem is down here also. He's in control of everything. There's a Reb Lezer Brody put out a card years ago. I don't know if he still puts it out, which says, good morning, this is Hashem speaking. I'll be with you. I'll be handling everything, your entire day. Therefore, just relax and have a nice day. This is this concept of Umalchusoi Bakoil Mashallah, that even in these in this lowest world, which is usually governed by Elokim, this Hateva, this Midas Adin, and especially when people are involved in Parnosa, which is the left side, we said, that's where it's so easy to fall into that Elokim Hateva, it's so easy to forget the Hashgacha, it's so easy to forget that Hashem is king, and the king is the one who's Mashpia, who distributes all the Shefa, that even there, when we say Boruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voed, we're being Mamlech Hashem down here also.